Chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds. Cosmos. Planets, galaxies, solar systems, Earth were framed by the word of God. Now, the word framed, it means to adjust, to fit, to finish, or complete. When you frame something, it means to put a thing in its appropriate position. To establish or set up. It means to equip. And here's the word I really want you to write down if you're writing. It means to arrange. An arrangement. It says that the worlds were framed or arranged by the word of God. Now, in Job chapter number 22, verse 28. I'll call it a familiar scripture, not that we want to get familiar in a negative sense, but we want to be acquainted with the word. The word of God says in Job 22, 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. You shall also decree. Decree, a part of the word decree means to decide. Now, whether some of us realize it or not, and I'm not being critical, I want to help you. Sometimes you don't see the manifestation of God's word because you're indecisive. You vacillate. You know, a vacillating fan, it'll blow on you here, and then it vacillates. Then it's over there. And then it comes back over there, and then it's over there, and then it's over there. He loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. All things working together for good. This is the devil. Vacillating. You don't hold on to an image. And the enemy will try to wrestle it from you. I don't know if you remember Elder Watson and Brother Ron View, who's moved to Gainesville. Yeah, he's in Gainesville now. Bless his heart. But I had them do it because Ron is a weightlifter. Ron pressed like 400 pounds at one, the bench press. Almost strong as me. You know. I just joking. He lying. I just joking. But what I did, I had Ron to hold up a chair. Now you know it's easy to hold up a chair, but the way I had him hold it up was by the legs and hold it out like this. If you can hold up a chair like that a long time. I had him hold it like this. And I said, just hold it. And so while he was standing there holding it, I was just talking and preaching, you know. And Ron is strong. Now, he was holding. But then, after a while, his legs started shaking. And then he kind of said, no, Ron, hold it up. You know, he's holding it. You know, I mean, he held a long time, but he couldn't hold it. See, in our mind, sometimes we get a picture for a while, but we can't hold it. Well, and in a few days, we done forgot what we look like. We forgot what God promised us. What was that word that came to me? You know, it's gone. So what we have to do is take a snapshot. Amen. You know, like on your phone, you can pull up the picture second on your phone and look up pictures that you take. Yeah, I took that. It's about three months ago I took this picture. Here it is. You took a snapshot. See, in your mind, you have to arrest an image. And that image has to remain there, whatever's going on out here. Because all of this will try to change that image. It will try to pervert that image, distort that image, tell you that'll never come to pass. But see, you have authority and power to live from the inside out, because we're God's kind. And all these things, not all the time, but sometimes try to block that image that you create on the inside. But in essence, your life right now is a result of the image that you've held. Your money looks right now, no matter how many million-dollar bills you got taped up in your house, your money is a result of the image that you've held. I'm going to show you. Now, we know God framed the worlds, arranged the worlds through His Word. His Word. Isn't it amazing? I was reading the other day in Job how God spoke to the mighty, proud waves and told them, stay there. You don't come past this boundary. If He told them otherwise, they could swallow us all up. Easy. But God told them to stay there. He framed things, arranged things. So you can count on the sun rising. Even when it's cloudy, the sun is out there. Now the Lord says here in Job, you shall decree a thing. My kind. Because God is a spirit and you are a spirit, we can communicate with God. You don't communicate with God through your intellect. Even though we form words and things, we need our intellect, but you communicate with God through your spirit. Sometimes God will communicate with you in ways that aren't verbal. Sometimes impressions. He didn't say a word to you, but you know. Because we're spirit beings. Now, here's something. Two types of words used in creation. The word bara, B-A-R-A, and asa. Bara means that God created something out of nothing. He created something out of nothing. A lot of things created were created out of nothing. One particular individual, Lucifer. I don't want to sound irreverent, but God created him out of nothing. When He's trying to contend with you, sometimes tell him, you ain't nothing. Amen. You ain't nothing but nothing. Amen. Angels were created out of nothing. The earth was created out of nothing. God called it forth. But now look, when it came to man, it was a whole nother class. See, God waited till the sixth day, after all this stuff was created, to bring man on the scene, His crowning creation. And when He brought us forth, He took of Himself. Asa. Asa means that it's something that is created from something already existing. He took of Himself, His spirit, and He breathed into us, and we became a living being. In the chapter 2 of Genesis, He took of the dust of the earth, Asa, and formed man's body. And as God breathed into that body the breath of life, man became a living soul. Now he was a spirit soul inside of a body. Tell somebody that body ain't the real you. You can look strong as all get out on the outside and be a weak little timid something on the inside. Or you can look feeble and small on the outside and have a roaring lion on the inside. Because the real you is your spirit. The body is just the house. And the soul is the bridge. It's the door. It keeps stuff in this reality either out of our spirit or lets it into our spirit. And it keeps what's in your spirit, which communicates with God, either locked up in your spirit or allows it to come out into this reality. That's how God framed the worlds. Words came out from his spirit and he arranged everything. Now, the wonderful thing is that we are in his image. Amen. Tell somebody, stop begging. Stop settling for crumbs that fall from the table. Pull you a chair up. Scoot yourself up to the table and sit with the king. You are covenant. Humble. I love it. Not humble. Because see, a lot of stuff is humble. A lot of bull. It ain't, it's humming, but it's bull. It ain't humble. Here's humble, simply. Humble is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Pretty simple, huh? Humble is not, I'm just not worthy. And no, that's humble. That's the bull. That's the program the devil wants you to buy. No, you're not worthy. Let me tell you something. Jesus made you worthy. You are a child of a king. You are a son of God. Born into a royal family, a royal priest, a peculiar people, a chosen generation, the ecclesia, the called out ones, kings and priests. Born to dominate, not to be dominated. The word decree, I'll give you a definition here. You've heard me say this before, but thou shalt form a purpose or a plan. You shall form a purpose or plan, and it shall not be frustrated. It shall not be opposed by the events of divine providence, but whatever you undertake will prosper. When you are walking in the Spirit and by the Spirit, providence doesn't oppose you. This is where you have to possess your soul in patience. Not be in such a hurry like the world. It's the rat race. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.